Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Today I'm going to talk about, actually the title is, What Shall I Say? You may think, well, that's a strange title. But it has a lot of importance. Because your first words, when you go into a trial, tribulation, well, Brother Chuck, I don't have that. Well, stick around. We live in this earth. There's going to be some tribulation, some trials. Just because you have big faith does not mean you're not going to be having any trials. If you have faith, I guarantee it, you're going to have, the enemy will challenge you. He just will. But the thing is, what are you saying? What's the first words? That's what I'm focusing on today. What's the first words that's coming out of your mouth when trouble hits? What shall I say? Now, the reason why I'm putting a big emphasis on that, because with your first words, you determine the direction right off the bat versus speaking fear-based words, which take you in the opposite direction. Now you're going to have, which God's merciful, don't get me wrong, you can get things corrected back and go right back in the same, His flow. But why not just get in agreement with Him right off the bat? Why not say what He says right off the bat? I'm talking about, what are you saying in your hour of trouble? What's coming out of your mouth? See, that's the reason why it's so important to be full of the Word. That's why we talk so much about the renewing of the mind. It's crucial. You have to have that. As I've heard Kenneth Hagin in years ago, and I listened to him, and he's constantly, you listen to him, and one of the things he's constantly saying in his teaching is the renewing of the mind, the church's greatest need. That's one of the things he came across, and he came across constantly as he preached, as he taught the Word, that the people that he's speaking to, a lot of them didn't take the time to renew their minds. Saints, we must renew our minds to the Word of God. If you want to accomplish what He has for you to do in this earth, you have to have your minds renewed. Now, that's a whole nother subject, right? Romans 12:2, that's a whole nother subject. But what I want to talk about is your mind, your soul. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotion. Now, we're going to look at David. David, there was times when David, everything, you know, David was a great fighter. But there was times when he had to talk to himself. You with me? He had to talk to his soul. Let's look at this. Psalm 42. Verse 5, 42, verse 5, and David says this. He says, talking to his soul, why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? So he's got a problem with his soul, right? Again, your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. You got to keep those things in line. Your faith doesn't work up here in your mind. That's your soul area. He goes on to say, now, let me read that again. Why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me, or disturbed within me? Now, he's going to give you the answer. He gives us the answer right off the bat. He says, hope. When you're downcast, when your soul is down, and it's like, you got to say, so what? What's going on? The problem is, you lost your hope. That's one of the first areas you're going to have to look at. Where's your hope? And we're not talking about wishing. We're not talking about wishful hope. We're talking about Bible hope. In other words, get back in the Word. Refocus on the Word. So you're going to have to refocus. So you're going to get into the Word. We're not led by our feelings. We're not led. But hope has its job, right? Hope is that vision that you have. It's the vision, just like the thermostat. Every now and then, the thermostat, if the power goes off or something happens, trouble hits, a storm, that thermostat, on a lot of them, not all, it has to be reset. Why does it have to be reset? To get back on course. In other words, it has to be set where you want it to be, but if you're not going back into the Word, find out what God says, you're not reset. Whenever trouble comes, when the heat's on, come on, you got a vision, right? Do you really think the enemy is going to just sit back and not do nothing? He will challenge you. He does not want you fulfilling your purpose in life. He does not want you even come close to it. He'll challenge you at every step. But when you get really close, you're going to feel some heat. Here, there's a show called, I never watched it, but I've seen previews or advertisements. It's called Hell's Kitchen. In other words, things are heating up. I mean, they're trying to do this. I think it's a cooking show or something. They're in that kitchen. They have certain things to do. They're trying to get it done, right? But it's hot. You got people all around you. Activities, and it's hard to focus. That's what the enemy tries to do. He tries to create a hell's kitchen in your mind. That's where the battleground's at. Make no mistake about it. The battleground is up in here, and you're going to have to do something about it. Well, I'm just waiting for God to do something. No, you're going to have to do something. You're going to get refocused. Listen. There's times when you're doing everything you know to do, and that mountain just like this is, it's looking. Come on, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. That mountain is. It is like it don't want to move, and not only that, it don't want to move. It's talking back. It's like, are you kidding me? But the Word will work. The Word always work. You're going to have to put it to work. And the way you put it to work, you're going to have to say something. Not God. It does not say God will talk to your mountain. If you're waiting on God to talk to your mountain, you're going to be waiting a long time. He has designated, anointed the little ones, you, I, to talk to the mountain. But what if it doesn't go immediately? You talk. Your first response is to talk. And you keep talking. That's your purpose in life. You set the thermostat. The faith unit is kicked on. It will come to pass. They asked Kenneth Hagin a question one time. They said, Kenneth Hagin was believing for something. And they said, well, where's it at? You're believing for this. Where's it at? You're such a big hot dog. You're a big teacher. Well, where's it at? And Kenneth Hagin said this. Faith is giving substance to the things hoped for. In other words, what is he saying? The unit is on. I don't walk by faith. I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith. the units on. It may not look like anything's happening. It may not. It looks like just the opposite. But I don't go by what I look at. I go by the Word. So when problems come, that's what I'm trying to get at. When problems come, say the Word. Keep your hope alive. And if you say, well, I don't have any hope. Well, get hope. It's the Word of God. It's this book here is full of hope. That's the reason why the renewing of the mind. If you don't renew the mind, how are you going to get hope? If you don't renew the mind, where's faith going to come? It's all tied into the Word. Hallelujah. So David had to talk to himself. See, there was a point in time when David was, the Bible said he was greatly distressed. Other word, at the, you remember the place called Ziglag, where the enemy burnt the city and they took their wives and their children. I mean, it was gone. When David came, when he came to Ziglag, they wept and mourned. They wept until they couldn't weep anymore, remember? If I recall. And David, and it got to the point where they wanted to stone David. They wanted to take him out. David, King David. Things weren't going too good. What does David do? Does he give up? Does he just say, well, just throw in the towel? No. The Bible says he strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Other words, the way I look at it, he got back in the Word. He put himself in remembrance, which what you look at verse 6, it says, verse 6 says, oh my God, my soul is cast down within me, therefore I will remember. Other words, you put yourself in remembrance of past victories, come on, and draw from God's faithfulness. You look back. Yeah, I remember that day. God delivered me from that. I remember that day he did this. God is always good. You can look back. Well, I have nothing to look back. You born again? You can rejoice in that. That's enough to take you home. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hey, old things pass away, all things become new. Honey, that's more than enough to rejoice. That, how can you even top that? Put yourself in remembrance. There's no, in other words, so you're going to have to straighten up. The future is bright for the saints of God. Your worst day is today. It's going to get better. Amen. So why so are you so downcast? Saints, you can change it. By the words you speak and by just remembering past victories. Amen. Now turn with me to John chapter 12. Let's get into the meat of this. John chapter 12. So David had issues. David had some trouble. And he had to talk to himself. Well, if David talked to himself, so can we, right? And I want to tell you something. Jesus, let's see, 12, I'm going to go to verse 23. And Jesus had to talk to himself. Oh, it can't be. Yeah, Jesus, we're going to see here. Jesus is in a season. He's having trouble. Not spirit. Now get this. Now, God, Jesus never doubted. Jesus never got into sin. Of course, we know this. The Bible says he was tempted in all points, yet without sin. Jesus walked the earth in perfection. He fulfilled everything he was supposed to fulfill. He fulfilled the Old Testament. He fulfilled all of it. But yet we see him in a time or a season that he's troubled in soul, in his soul. Not spirit, but his soul. Let's start with verse 23. It says, we'll kind of jump in this. John 12, 23 says, but Jesus answered them saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man must be glorified. What's he saying? That's his vision statement. Or you could say a confession of faith. I like to say vision statement. That's what he's that's what he came to do, right? Now jump on down to verse 27. Now listen, immediately after he said his vision statement, there is a vicious attack on his soul. So here again, don't think for a minute that the enemy will not try to throw you off guard or throw you off course. He will challenge you when you have a vision, when you have a mandate from God to do something, a purpose. He will challenge you. And Jesus is being challenged. Verse 28, it says, verse 27, "Now my soul is troubled." There again, it's not his spirit, it's his soul, mind, will, and emotions. You remember, Jesus said, "Not my will." Remember in the garden? "Not my will, but your will be done." There's a struggle here. There's a fight. It goes on to say, "My soul is troubled." And here it is. "What shall I say?" Saints, this is the key in releasing the power of the Holy Spirit. What shall you say in your time of trouble? That's going to be the key. What are you saying in the heat of the moment? What? It's not about his opinion. It's not about, shall I talk about how hard it is? Shall I talk about and explain to you all that I had to go through? Has nothing to do with it. What shall I say in this moment? It's going to determine how he answers this. It's going to be big time. Are you hearing me? Don't fall asleep on me. Please. What's your response? Saints, I'm telling you, we got to get this down. What's your response? What shall I say? He answers it for us. Verse 28. And actually, verse 28, the Amplified Bible says, this is how he answers, "I will say." He just asked a question, didn't he? What shall I say? Now he's going to answer it in verse 27. "I will say, Father, glorify your name." Now hold it now. He just said that in verse 23. He's just repeating the same thing. Other words, he hasn't changed. He's saying the same thing he said in 23, verse 23. Saints, we don't change our confession because of something when our soul is troubled. We keep saying the same thing. What does he say? What's your purpose? What did God say? And when Jesus was troubled in his soul, come on, he said, his confession did not change, right? He said the same thing. What shall I do? I will say. What shall I do? He didn't say, what should I do? He did not say, what should I do? It's about words. I know what it is, but I'm going to make sure. E.W. Kenyon said this. I'm an avid reader of E.W. Kenyon. He says this. He says, Faith's first expression is speech. Think about that. What are you saying? It's your words. Your words. It's how you're responding in the heat of the moment. So when the temperature goes up, that's not the time to change to another type of confession. Amen. Well, I'll give this one a work. So that one's not working too good. I'll have another purpose. I'll change my vision. I won't believe God for as much. That's not going to help you. Changing locations. You know, what should I say? He didn't say, what should I do? Where should I go? See, a lot of people, when it gets real hot, they want to relocate. They'll relocate. Things not working out here. It's hot. It's hot in this kitchen. I'll just go over this kitchen over here. It's going to be even hotter, probably. You're just kicking a can down the road. You're going to have to stand your ground in the heat and say what God says. I don't care how hot it gets. You got the word. So it's not a matter of what should I do or where should I go? No, it's what you're saying. Because you're saying the wrong thing. When you don't have the right response, now you're going in a direction you don't want to go. Just now, what caused that? You allowed the circumstance to change your confession to something else that God didn't say. Because that's what fear-based words will do. They will take you places you don't want to go and you stay there all too long. So your response is vital. A confession is a lifestyle. I get it. I know that. We teach that all the time. But I'm talking about your first response when it looks like it's not happening. When things look like it's falling apart, when Jesus told Peter to walk out on the water, he just wanted one word, right? Now, as long as he kept focused on that one word, he did all right. But the second he lost visual, the second he lost what's the word? Looking into Jesus, that word, he took his attention off the word and got into fear. Now he's going another direction. He's no longer walking. He's still walking, but he's going in a downward position. You know, he's walking, but that's not good. He lost his attention, his focus on the word. So he lost hope. He lost that, his faith no longer giving substance to the things hoped for. Now all of a sudden he's going doop, 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 doop. All because his response has changed. No longer looking, no longer giving attention to the word. In other words, what shall I say when I get a bad report? What's my initial words going to be? What am I going to say? I guess you're right, Doc. I'm going down. How much time I got? 3 weeks. Well, I guess I'll live it up. That's not the right response, is it? We have a better report. We always have the good report. Let's focus on the good report. And I guarantee it's going to take a focus. The enemy will try to get you off. Listen, I've been in this long enough. I can tell you, he will try to get you off your purpose. He doesn't want you healthy. So he'll give you images of yourself. You know, you've had that for a long time. You just might as well just get comfortable with it. I think not. So you got to have an answer for these things. The Word says, the Word says, the Word says, and you hold fast to the Word. Your first words. Turn with me to Mark chapter 5. We know these some of these stories, but Mark 5. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 5, this is Jairus, verse 5. Mark 5, we will go to verse, we'll go down to verse 23. Well, verse 22, and behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and he saw, and when he saw him, Jesus fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Now, what? Now, this is what we call, again, the vision statement. This is future tense, okay? It hasn't happened yet. Now, some would call this a faith confession, which I get it, and I call it that too, but I see it as a vision statement. This is what he wants to happen. It's future tense. Faith is always present tense. So his faith is giving substance to this vision, right? You got to have a vision. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself down and out? Do you see yourself sick, poor? The list goes on. You got to see yourself as the Word sees you. You have to build that. That's a whole nother subject, but you have to build your image up to what the Word says about you. Anyway, it says, come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live. So that's a vision statement right there. Verse 35, while he was still speaking, verse 35, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house and said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? Now that is what we call a bad report. When you get a message back like that, you're thinking, it's over. But we're talking Bible hope. We're talking about Bible faith. Now get this. Jesus has a response. Now as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. Well, believe what? His first words. I said his first words. What was his first words? In verse 23, it says, come, lay your hands on her that she may live and be healed and she will live. That's the vision statement. That's his first words. In other words, Jesus is saying, don't change your words. Hold fast to your first words. Now, if you have to confess that again, confess it. But Jesus is saying, just hold fast to what you said. Faith is giving substance to the things hoped for. Only believe, right? Well, has anything changed? No. Nothing's changed. Hold fast. Just because you don't see anything changing, the Word hasn't changed. Jesus heard you first time. See, when I believe for something wrong with my body, I'll call for healing. Well, usually I will not get the manifestation of that healing right off the bat. I don't change my confession. I keep calling. I keep calling and calling. I threw my back out 2 months ago. I'm 67, but I think I'm 37. I did some stuff I should never have done. Big time. I was grinding on a stump. I call it the mother of all stumps. It was a stump. I don't enjoy it. It was a stump this big. But then on top of that, it had big arms, big roots, like three of them on each side. Then there's two trees intertwined with it coming in on it. I was on that thing basically 2 days. And the more I was grinding on it, the more determined I was. It's like a bulldog on a bone. I should have quit on that first day and gave it a little rest. But not me. I got to go and get it. I got to get it done. It's got to be today. Can't wait for next week. Well, I got it done. At the cost of my back, I got it done. See, a lot of things I would love to blame the devil for. I would love to blame the devil for my back. No, I did it. It was me, right? So now I have issues with my back. Well, did. I had issues with my back to the point I couldn't hardly walk. So I got a call for healing. Lord, I'm sorry. I messed up. I repent. But I had to call for healing. And I had to call for healing. And I kept calling. I just keep calling. I keep calling. I know the word works. Even though I acted real stupid, the word works. It works. I keep calling. I just keep calling. I keep calling. I'm getting real close to having full recovery. Really close. But I'm still calling it. I don't have full manifestation yet. So I'm not changing my confession. I keep calling it. Because I believe God. It says, believe God. Only believe. You keep calling. You don't need to, it's not working. It works. It works. Your first words, how are you responding to your issue? When problem comes, how are you responding? Saints, get the word. Allow the word first place. First priority. Pastor Mark just talked about that. Prioritize the word. Give it first place. Even though, listen, it may take a week, 2 weeks, a month. You got to get to the point when you're calling in for healing, you got to get to the point, I don't care if it, Kenneth Hagin said this, I don't care, I don't know if he said 100 years, but it's something like that. I don't care if it takes 100 years. I'm calling in healing. I see myself healed. I don't care if it takes 100 years for the manifestation. I am healed. Spiritually speaking, that is true. God sees you healed. Don't ever forget that. We're not the sick trying to get healed. We are the healed. Your body just doesn't know that. You have to tell your body to get in line. See, that's taking spiritual authority over your body. Body, line up. In other words, what you're doing, you're lining things up. In other words, you got a problem, but you're not considering the problem. You're considering the word. So that's how Abraham operated. It's not like we're denying anything, right? We're not denying. I'm not denying I had a back issue. I'm just not considering it as first place. First place is the word. Hallelujah. The word. The word. Amen. Now, since we're in Mark, Go, turn with me. We're right there. 5:28, the woman with the issue of blood. We'll just jump in this. Verse 28, for it says, for she said, verse 5:28, for she, what? She said. You're going to have to release words. When she's been sick for 12 years. She's broke. It's about the it. It's it. She's at the end of her line. But she heard about Jesus, but she said, in order for her miracle, let me put it this way, her miracle does not start, get this, until she says. That's when it started. Words have to be released. So when I see this, I'm seeing her first words, her response when she heard about Jesus. This is her response. What's the response? Words. Are you hearing me? Words. I wish God worked some other way. God is not changing the way He operates. It's going to have to be by His Word. Now, there are gifts of healing, don't get me wrong. But the main way God's going to heal you, and I would say this, the best way is you just take Him at His Word for yourself. That is God's best. The reason why I say that, because you do that, finances work the same way. Everything is based on the same thing. Healing, prosperity, whatever it is, you can take it by faith. In other words, I may be in a place where I can't get a hold of Pastor Mark. I may be in a place when I can't get a hold of another believer. But if I've been walking by faith and have operated in faith, I know exactly what to do. Because I've trained myself in the Word of God to receive from His Word. That is the highest honor that you can give God when you act on His Word. You cannot get any higher. That's the highest position. When you give honor to His Word, when you act on His Word, you believe His Word, God's faithful. There's no question about that. So she activates it by her words. Verse 28, it says, for she said, if I may only touch His clothes, I shall be well, or the better word would be whole. Listen, when she pressed, she came behind in the press and she touched that garment, all kinds of people were touching the garment. Right? But only one said. Only one said. And only one that's recorded in that instance received healing. Enough that Jesus felt virtue flow out of Him. Other than that, no one else got anything right there. It's the person who said, the person who responded. After hearing Jesus, she responded with the words she spoke. She got exactly what she said. Saints, we can expect the same thing. Our speech must be in line with the Word. What shall I say? Jesus said, I will say. And He said, Father, glorify Your name. Other words, He said His vision statement, it never changed. So don't change what you're saying. Keep saying it. Bible says Jesus is the apostle, right? He is the apostle, high priest of our confession. He is listening to your words. Give him something to work with. The more word you know, the more the Holy Spirit has to work with. When you don't know what you're going to come up against next week. That's the reason why the Bible says, talks about out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you're not full of the abundance of the word, how's the mouth going to speak? What's the Holy Spirit going to work with? See, it's going to be by your words you're going to be justified, or by your words you'll be condemned. Saints, the whole nutshell, what I'm saying is, when the heat's on and you look like you're at your wit's end, what shall you say? What shall I say? We're going to say what the word says. Don't deviate off that. Don't go off what God says and start talking out of your feelings. See, that's where a lot of people do. They'll get in a hot situation or a trial that's really hot, and they'll allow their feelings, their soulish area, take over. And a part of that, it comes from a mind that's not renewed. I have to say it. If you keep your mind renewed, you'll find it a whole lot easier. When trouble comes, the Holy Spirit will work with you, and He'll bring up scriptures for you to respond with. What shall I say? Well, we're going to say God's purpose. We're going to say the vision. Whatever vision God has given you, stick with it. Don't be messing with the thermostat. Keep with it. Your faith's working on it. Actually, when things heat up, that's a good indication that you're on the right track. When you ask the Apostle Paul, that guy was being buffeted all the time by the devil because he is on the right track.
That's right.
Persecution comes. But don't throw in the towel because, well, you know, it's getting too hot. I've been believing God for 3 months. Well, I could be honest with you. There's some things I'm believing God for, and it's been some years. I'm not throwing in a towel just because I'm not seeing exactly what I see. A lot of times, I think God will work things, and I've seen this many a time. He'll work. He'll use another avenue that you're not even expecting. And I'm going, I didn't expect that. I was looking over here and he did this over here. Just let him do it. You just believe. As Kenneth Hagin always used to say, keep the faith switch on. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.